Welcome everybody, Shir number 1456. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravaran Zisa Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shleimer Refol Avraham Nisanel Ben Masha Liba. Getting back to the halachas of Achana L'chol. Okay, so we are we're trying to finish up the halachas of Achana. Well, a few more shilas here and there. Interesting. Sefer Nishma Shabbos brings down. He it's very interesting. Sefer Nishma Shabbos. He has very practical applications in his shilas and shuvas. He didn't write on everything. But the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, he wrote on a good chunk of Shabbos, most of Shabbos, and his shilas are really, you know, practical, if you want to call it practical applications, which apply and people, things which come up on a weekly basis. So he brings out an interesting thing. If somebody made a Kiddush, so we spoke about, in general, we said if, let's say somebody's eating in a room, there's a playroom, let's say, right? Or somebody's eating in a room in the house, let's say. In a house, or maybe possibly a hall, a catering hall, and they're done, and nobody's coming back there, and they're finished. So they clean up a little, but they can't really make it, you know, like 100%. I mean, the main, you don't have to leave globs of food all over the place. That's not covered Shabbos at all. You can clean up the basics, but you can't go, you know, who knows what. And cleaning up, we spoke about also the playroom. If the, you know, the kids are playing over there, and the, let's say everybody's finished, and it's a separate playroom, let's say in the basement or whatever, and you know nobody else is gonna go there, and the kids are done, right, and still 3-4 hours left to Shabbos, so you leave it as is. And you just close up the room. Nobody's coming back. Now, if other kids are coming back and they want to play different games, okay. So there's, you know, putting aside the shilas of borer, separating mixtures, that you're not allowed to do the chlal no matter what. But we're talking about there's no questions of borer. Nothing's mixed up. Maybe some games or whatever the case is. So depending if you're going to have more people there or not. So the same thing, if somebody had a meal in a certain place, right, then whatever, nobody's coming back, so you clean up the basics, but you can't go, you know, straightening it up who knows what, because Lamaisa, nobody else is going to be using that place. But he brings down an interesting case in a Beis Medrash. Let's say in a Beis Medrash, somebody made a Kiddush, right, or they made a Shalom Zocha, he brings down, in a room, where nobody takadavans. It's part of the Beis Medrash. It's part of the Beis Medrash, let's say, off to the side. And nobody's going there. We finish the Shalom Zachar at night. We finish the Kiddush. And that's it. We're done. We close the door. Finish. But it's part of the shul. Even though nobody else is going in there for the rest of the next 3-4 hours on Shabbos, right? So that's his question. He brings also, somebody made a Kiddush, a Shalom Zachar, a Beis Medrash, a Kiddush, a Beis Medrash, in a room where nobody's going to be davening there. If you could go ahead and start cleaning up, you know, cleaning up the table and then sweeping up, you know, making it mesudadik, if nobody else is coming, it's not going to be used. This room is done, finished. You're done with the Shalom Zacha, you're done with the Kiddush. And that's that. So what do we do in such a case? In other words, the point is over here, it's a Beis Medrash. Is there such a thing as covered Beis Medrash? So he says, yeah. And then he says that he answers like this, the Nishma Shabbos. Nirid Beis Medrash, b'chol oifin is mutter, u'mitzvah l'nakas, he brings down, it's b'chol oifin will be mutter, it's mamash beis medrash, then you have to clean it up, shehu biza b'zoin l'beis medrash, it's not just a question of, yeah, well, nobody's going into that room, it's mamash b'zoin to a beis medrash, a beis medrash has to be kept, obviously, even better than somebody else's house, l'aniach maluch lach, b'volvol, to keep everything all, you know, dirty, thrown around, whatever the case is, af ba'oifin shalei yishtamshu, he says, even in a case in time where you're not going to be using nobody's even coming in, he says. Nobody's even walking into that room. But he says, for the rest of Shabbos, nobody's going there. You lock the door, finish. Still, he says, clean it up. But he said, we learned this out. He's bringing from Yom Tov, whatever different things. You could light Neiros, Beis HaKnesses. Okay, Af Bizman She'en Shum Adam Sham Mishum, even in a place and time, this doesn't apply so much today. We have lights, but even a case in time, nobody's going in there. It's covered Yom Tov. But be it as it may, so he brings this. Then he brings a different case from Mishabura. But be it as it may, bottom line is he brings down that even the Mishabura, who was possibly not so happy with the lighting of the lights in those days in every single room or whatever in the Beis Medrash, But he says, even he would agree, he says, when it comes to a bezoin, a disgrace to a base medrash, to leave it all dirty like that, even though, right, but you can't leave it like that, all, you know, all dirty and all thrown around or whatever, without cleaning up the mess, even in a place and time where nobody's walking in there, because of the fact that it is a base medrash. In other words, when we say base medrash, we're talking about it's part of the shul, or whatever the case is, or it's part of the yeshiva, something whereby people are learning, davening, and so on. Just it's a room off to the side. Okay, and he wants to, he's medamet, he says it's very similar to a different case, which I think it's a little bit easier, but he says, mutal hachzer sefer la'aron, just like you're allowed to put back the sforim, right, in the shelf in the right place. And one of the reasons is, right, I'm done with the sefer, how could I put it back? But one of the reasons is, number one, because you don't want to leave the place a mess, right? But it's a bazillion to the sefer. He says, this is not part of hachana, this is not preparing for the week, she's a kovet ha-sefer. This is the honor of the sefer, to put a sefer back. You finish learning a sefer and you put it back in its place, even though, you know, nobody's using it the rest of Shabbos. Nobody's going to be touching the sefer no matter what, but you put it back in the right place because it's covered for the sefer, it's honor for the sefer, that this sefer, right, the person was learning from, should be back in its place. So v'loy al ha-shulchan, shouldn't be sitting around on the table. It's an important thing, you know, you see it in Nebuchadnezzar all the time. People, they learn and they leave the sforim all on the table, and people, besides the fact that I'll cover it for the sefer, but people are looking for the sefer. We mentioned in the past, right? I need, let's say, Mishabura Chelik Beis. And it's on one of the tables. Somebody was learning. They closed it up. They finished and they left. And that was it. So, and I have to go waste 10 minutes looking for the Mishabura Chelik Beis, and I'm looking all over the shul. Bittul Torah, right? But we see over here another thing, that it's mamish covered for the sefer. Covered sefer sheimunach b'mkoyma. It should stay in the right place. You're done. You finished learning. Put it back in its place. So this is a very important point that we're bringing down. Even though you have a room, bottom line from today, even though you have a room in a beis medrash, person made a shalom zalcha gezuntay, person made a kiddush, nobody's stepping in there, clean it up, it's covered beis medrash, it's mamash, the honor of the beis medrash, honor for the shul, for the people learning, whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Aslacha baruch hakol tuv.